let's all go in the direction of Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who of course are chasing three Donegal International rallies in a row. They've set the fastest time over a wet and damp opening stage, Cairn Hill. But the big news coming out of that stage is it seems to be Kevin Gallagher's hopes of winning three modified titles in the Donegal Rally in 4 years has come to an end. Ryan Moore is on notes in that Darien T90, and they have pulled in. They have stopped on the Cairn Hill stage, and it seems to be mechanical issues which has forced Kevin Gallagher to stop and pull out of this event. And that now means Gareth Irwin has taken up the lead of the modified section. Going into this stage, he had a 4 second advantage over Adrian McIntyre. That modified is going to be fascinating to watch now as the day progresses, but they of course are running a bit further down the running order. We are keeping pace with the leaders. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan have set the fastest time in special stage 15, 7:15.6 for Devine and O'Sullivan, and they have increased their advantage at the head of the field. Marian Evans and Jerry Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2, 7:23.9. They had an overshoot in Cairn Hill, and that now means overall the advantage of Devine is out to 30.1 seconds. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns, they were saying that they're on a wet tyre and it's tricky conditions in there in Cairn Hill. He still had a very, very decent time of 7:18.7 for the Donegal driver, and that was the joint second fastest time. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne in a Ford Fiesta also doing that time. But as for Kelly, 7:18.9, and he was just under a second quicker than Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20, and that means in the battle for third, Kelly has a 4 second advantage now over Moffat as they head to the next stage. But as for Kelly, there's still 35 seconds of a difference between himself and second place Evans. So outside of that, then we've got John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, who have brought the deficit between themselves and Moffat, battling for fourth down to just 0.4 off a second. So that means in the battle for third to fifth, three cars in it, and they're separated by just 4.4 seconds there as they head to the next one. Well, outside of the top five, Declan and Patrick Walsh in the Skoda Fabia, 7:28.2. They were 0.7 of a second quicker than Declan's son Michael and Dermot McCafferty in a similar car. And Michael, of course, in seventh position overall. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, they are in eighth. 7:26.1 was their time. James Ford and Neil Shanks, they sit in ninth position. And they continue to hold on to their top 10 spot in ninth, with Aidan Ray and Paddy McCrudden sitting in a 10th position. Just 2.9 seconds adrift of Ford. By the way, Ford's time was 7:30.6. Aidan Ray, 7:32.5. Outside of that, Ryan Loughran, Matthew Boyle, also still going. Loughran with a very good time of 7:23.8. Young Matthew Boyle, 7:37.8 was the time there. So there's still a bit of time to go before we get these modifieds coming our way in the escorts. And what we'll do in the end of the next stage is give Chris Ashmore just to keep an eye on how they are doing. But what we can tell you is at the head of the field, before we do that, the big news is that Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, of course, they have stopped in the stage, and they had a considerable advantage of nearly 2 minutes in the modified rally, but they have had to stop. As we know, anything can happen on the final day of Donegal. Hugely disappointing for Gallagher and Moore, who were looking for three modified titles in 4 years. It's come to an end on Cairn Hill for them. But Cairn Hill has been kind to Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. They've been fastest in there in the wet conditions, and they have also increase their advantage now to 30.1 seconds. I'm just watching the cars continue to filter off the end of Cairn Hill. So that's the story there. Chris Ashmore, of course, will be along with an update from the end of Atlantic Drive. They're leaving here at Milford, and they're making their way now to the Downings area, and they drew on the drive at 11:52. There may be a wee bit of a delay there, so it'll be after 12 o'clock when Chris comes on with another update. And I'm going to hightail it to the end of Fannett, to which will bring an end to the opening loop. And it's certainly all to play for here on day three of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. But it's all about Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. They've increased their advantage. They lead as they go to the drive by half a minute.